Billy Walker was right back in the moment. The sun was warming her face, a world of abstract technicolor behind her eyes, as she closed her lids against a brief gust of wind, turning the corner on Stephansplatz. Each detail was so clear, so present, even now. There was the smell of something baked in the air. A shop's delicious daily offerings of Sauerkraut and Apfelstrudel. She'd laughed at something Jack had said. She could feel his large, reassuring hand in hers as they walked, their world a bubble of new love and the excitement of foreign soil and the thrill of a story. No caution, no fear. Their leather shoes clicked on the cobblestones and she could hear voices beyond the corner. Then a shouting that pulled her from her reverie. Her reporter's notepad was in her hand in an instant, and she broke from Jack and looked down to catch the pencil that was slipping. When she looked up, she saw it. She stopped in her tracks, as Jack already had. The world came rushing in, shattering the illusion of safety. A dozen women were on their knees in the large square, surrounded by men in uniform. They were weeping quietly as their heads were shaved. She saw blood and hair, naked skin and tears. A man was in his underthings on the street beside them, cowering, his back bloodied, his beard shaved, his yarmulke crushed on the ground beside him. A crowd watched. Some of them were shouting, their fists raised. Billy couldn't hear what they were saying through the sound of the blood pumping in her ears. Just as the urge to run forward and intervene struck her, one of the stormtroopers turned, caught her eye. She looked away in an instant, as if the gaze would burn her. She closed her eyes. What they saw in Vienna was always there, just waiting for her lids to close. One day, in 1938, she'd opened her eyes to find it, and now it was there each time she closed them. A kind of reversal. Why those memories? Why that weekend? It was all wrapped up in Jack, in the war, in everything she had to somehow leave behind now. Everything that her head told her was over, but her heart still clung to. Billy shook herself gently and gathered up her things. There was no sense in lingering on memories, even if they wouldn't let her go just yet. She wasn't in Europe anymore. She was back in Australia. It was 1946, a new world, and she had to make a new life in it. She had to, and she would. The tram was slowing, pulling up next to Central. She removed a small gilded compact and lipstick from her handbag and reapplied a touch of Tussie's Fighting Red. This was her stop. It was time to rise.